Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
I'm Courtney from LA. And today, he asked me what day it was, and I responded, "It's October 3rd." It's Mean Girls Day!
Yay!
Four for you, Glenn Coco. You go, Glenn Coco.
Gosh, what an epic movie, and I miss Lindsay Lohan so much.
Okay, I need Lindsay Lohan to be on Celebrity Big Brother like no other. Like, that'd I know we're supposed to start watching these and doing some Insta stories about you watching the OWN documentary of Lindsay Lohan.
I just have kind of got... I had enough time.
You got busy. Your sister's in town.
Yes.
And I could
stayed up last night, yeah, being super productive and watching Bebo videos.
Mm-hmm. And what was your favorite? Were you both in robes?
She was wearing a brown one. I was wearing a white one, and I was having my chilled red wine.
Mm-hmm. With your ice cubes in it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And then we watched Britney Spears' Perfume, one of my all-time favorite videos.
I don't even think I've ever seen that video.
It's like, I wait for you to call, and I'm...
That sounds way better than Britney's ever sounded.
It's like about an affair. I don't know. I just like really like the video for it, guys. I highly recommend watching it.
Okay, first off, I'd like to discuss something real quick. So I've noticed with a lot of my San Francisco friends, when I like go and visit you guys, is like the way to pregame for like the day, night, whatever it is you're doing, is to like sit on the couch and watch music videos.
All I want to do is watch music videos.
And it's like, that's like multiple people of my friends. I've never heard of it. I've never done it unless I go up to San Francisco with you guys.
Oh, and I have like, so then we did like Taylor Swift, ooh, Blank Spaces. Look, then we did Always a Whitney Houston. I did a couple ones. I
want to dance with somebody. Like,
no. More like Bodyguard, like Queen of the Night, and I'm Saving All My Love for You.
Oh, I love that one. Cause I'm
saving all my love for you.
Nailed it.
Your guys' ears.
Guys, are you still there? Wait, we still have like an hour and a half.
Okay, then what else did I do?
What'd you do this weekend?
Oh, Adele.
Hello. Good one.
Can you hear me?
Or Catherine Dennis, you mean?
Yes. Totally. She really does look like Adele.
Catherine Dennis cut her hair to look just like Adele now.
It's and really cute.
I think she's cute. I think it looks cute. It's her mommy haircut. So maybe she's embracing the mom J. Crew look that she was so against prior to.
It's a good look for her.
Mm-hmm. I'm liking it. And so I get it. I'm into it. Well, Kelly God revealed some news this week.
And it is.
Divorce.
Okay. So
what's this in the water at Bravo?
No. I have this whole thing. Oh. So Kelly God and Michael are supposed to be getting a divorce. But basically she goes off to Germany as soon as she announces it. And she's like, we're just better. We'll be better apart. But I have a feeling he's going to do the same thing he did in 2012 and not give her the divorce.
You don't think so?
I think she's trapped.
I feel like she's got some money now. Her daughter's old enough to choose where she wants to live. But like you said, who gets the house?
Oh, that backsplash. It's like my favorite thing ever.
It's like, and that house will always be where Shannon went to protect her friend.
Yeah. It will always be the house where her G's were made into a...
The OG's turned into the OC's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like there's a lot of memories.
I don't think it's going to... I just have this feeling it's
they're going to get back together.
Yeah.
But do you really think that like when the cops were kept being called to their house that it was... Kelly said it was because of parties. Do you think there's like domestic craziness? Do you think they get drunk and throw things?
I think she's so hot-headed and they scream.
Do you think they're...
And, like, those houses are close together there. I mean, yeah. Her neighbors, like, saw her naked on the porch.
Yeah, and they're like, just another Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Also, Kim Kardashian now finally confirmed her pregnancy, and it's like... Or her surrogate's pregnant. Like, duh.
Stop trying to keep up with... Kylie and Chloe.
But it was like E! News, like releases, and I was like, E! News, are you now telling us the sky is blue, the grass is green, like things we already know? They're like, did you know that the Titanic sank? It's like, what? Like, we knew Kim was had a surrogate and was pregnant.
Yeah.
It's like, don't tell me.
Nobody cared.
Yeah. We already know. It's like, Kim's like, let me hop onto that publicity train too.
So lame.
Yeah, agreed. Did you watch Kardashians on Sunday?
I did. I saw the Cleveland trip. Chloe's the queen of Cleveland.
Okay, so I actually really like Chloe and Tristan together.
Yeah, well, he has the Kardashian curse working for him. He's not going to start on the Cavs this upcoming season. He's not a starter anymore.
Whatever, like for one
Interesante.
Game. I mean, he's 26. He's got plenty of time. I thought they were really... Yeah. What?
He has the curse. He has the Kardashian curse.
Whatever. Oh, so he's going to be hopped up on drugs soon, too?
I hope not.
But I just thought they were cute. I thought that she seems to, like, really love Cleveland. Malika, though, has to go. That girl, it's like when she sees a camera, she's just like, her conversation with Chris, where she's like, mommy.
I know,
like,
it's weird.
Don't call her mommy.
Yeah,
she's
it
not
was
your
weird.
Mommy. Like, be like your twin sister who just, like, fades to the background.
Totally. No, and then I, like, also thought it was really interesting that Kevin Durant was into Kourtney Kardashian.
I like that. Isn't Kevin Durant on the Warriors now?
Yes.
Okay. But he was like, on Cleveland?
I don't know. Like, the MVP.
Oh, is he? I don't...
Yeah.
I'm, like, very into sports. Basketball is, like, the one sport I just cannot understand.
I'm really not into sports except for basketball.
Or, like, all teams? Or just, like, the Warriors?
I love the Warriors.
Okay.
But then you, like, kind of, like, learn about other teams because you watch them.
Yeah.
It's weird.
No, I get it. It's like osmosis.
Totally.
Yeah.
But what else? Anything else important? Oh, Kendall, like, in her Pepsi commercial, which I also thought
what'd she do to her face?
No, her talking head was really weird. Like, her haircut, it was, like, flipped in. It was almost like a little girl... that I would see at my school, like the hair
trying to
be
innocent.
Weird to me. Yes. And then her lips are too big.
Like she just, I've always thought that Kendall is like gorgeous. And then
that body. Okay. Like, if you could have any of the Kardashians bodies, which one would you have?
Probably either Kourtney or Kendall's.
Me too.
I can't, I mean.
I think I'd take Kendall's.
Yeah. Cause she's tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and she's, I think, besides her boobs, right? They all have fake boobs, so they kind of zero out and level out on that. Like, she hasn't had any work done, really.
Except her lips.
Well, that's, yeah, but that's like fillers, whatever. But, like, yeah, she needs to not touch anything because she's so pretty.
Agreed, agreed.
Also, I think she also has had a nose job. But, like, whatever, they all have. So, again, it evens everyone out.
Totally.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, and, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Anything else about Kardashians you want to go over?
Not that I can think of. No. Right. Do you?
No. On a sadder note in the news, Meghan King Edmonds' stepdaughter, Haley, who is Jim Edmonds' daughter, was at the concert in Las Vegas, which is just, like, so sad. It just breaks my heart. Yeah. But luckily she was okay. But in a little bit lighter news, other housewives – helping are Bethany Frankel,
which, you know, it's really hard to hate her when she's doing good, as the DGs would say, doing good. But she's chartered 4 planes to Puerto Rico for hurricane relief, so it's nice to see, you know, especially, sorry not to get political, but when, like, you have, like, an idiot running the country, and it's nice to see, like, people taking action. And I hope with all these things that have happened, that action is taken. And that's about all, personally, I want to say on these things, just because I could go on for hours. And that's not what we're here for. And
the only thing that bothers me is, like, of course, Bethany. Thank you. Thank you for going to Puerto Rico. And, yes, like, she's gone to Mexico and she's being really helpful.
Hashtag, this is a crisis.
Yes. However, I think it's serendipitous that she has gotten her, like, melanoma taken out of her face, and she's, like, wandering around with stitches. I'm like, of course you would, Bethany Frankel. Like, find any moment to just share that you got some skin cancer taken off your face, and but you're still, like, saving the world.
It takes a village.
I found it weird that she went and got that done, and then,
like, at the same time while she's, like, in front. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but I'm going to let – for this, I'm going to let the good outweigh the bad.
Okay.
That's the saying, right? Like, I'm going to take just what she's doing as a positive. We'll
let her slide this week.
Also, I don't know if you saw any red balloons floating around you today, but it's Richard's birthday.
I didn't catch that. Dorinda Post?
Dorinda posted that it is her late husband's birthday, and, you know, 99 red balloons. Blah 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 blah. And so
I totally believe in all that shit, though. I love it.
You think he's really a red balloon?
It's whatever they want them to be. Wait,
did he get paid for being in it?
My sister went and saw that for the second time yesterday in the movie theater.
The second time?
Yeah.
Don't tell me she thinks the clown's hot.
No one said that. No, I...
No, because, you know, it's a Skarsgård.
No, I don't know anything about that movie. Oh, I'm never going to see it.
It's like a Skarsgård that plays... Like, an actual hot guy plays the clown.
Right.
So I thought maybe she was really into it.
It's very creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we move on, let's move on. Well, not, I guess, before we move on to the shows, let's do our week in reviews. You guys have been killing us with your reviews, and we're, like, loving each one that comes in. So if you haven't yet, go to iTunes, because, again, we're biased to only Apple products. Unless you listen to
only
us on SoundCloud.
5-star and, reviews.
Yeah, only 5 stars. Anything less, again, just turn us off. Because this is a 5-star podcast.
This is. I'm still bitter for the person that took 2 away for our ADD. That's what gives us character.
Yeah, and it's like we have to keep up with the millennials, and the millennials have ADD.
Yes.
And, like, so does Stassi, and that's why she's gotten an Adderall prescription and lost 75 pounds.
Oh, my God. She's so skinny. She looks amazing.
She's so skinny. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I want to look like Stassi.
I know. I know.
If anyone's a doctor, let us know. If you can prescribe us Adderall, let us know.
Please.
Just because we have ADD, obviously. not because we want it. We need really to need curb it. Our problem because we might get those 2 stars back.
All I want to do is eat.
All I want to do is eat.
lay off me. I'm starving. My name's Shannon. All I want to do is eat.
That was like, that was, you know who that was?
Chris
that
Farley.
That was Deb. That was Chris Farley, but it's also Deb played Jenny. By Jenny. Jenny.
Wait, okay. I know we're doing reviews, but as my ADD takes over, I'd like to actually go with the next thing of reading mean comments because.
Oh, yeah.
You okay. Guys.
We've on made... our Instagram page, sometimes you guys are so mean, and I just wanted to highlight some of your meanness.
Now, granted, we know we are mean, right? We are freaking trolls. Like, we are the troll dolls with
holes
in our
trolls.
Belly.
No.
I think we can be trolls sometimes, but we're like, we're poking fun. Like, it is a parody account, right? So the other day we posted something about, like, who wore best, Redbox or Shannon? And people got so offended, and I was like, you're lucky we didn't originally post what we wanted to, which was Shannon and the Kool-Aid Man of who wore it best. Like,
right.
Like, we went Redbox, which is skinnier. Redbox right. has a great body. It's up and down. It looks good. Like, Shannon should strive for this.
Right. Well, this is what Jana had to say. Who are you all to judge? The fact that you care this much is sad. Move on, you sick fucks, and get a life. None of you are perfect, idiot sheep. What is that?
Idiot I kind sheep. Of want to get that, like, printed and framed. I would okay, love that.
LL Cool Meg says, I think Shannon needs to lose about 150 pounds. I don't know how much do you guys think David weighs?
Okay.
That one was hilarious.
I like that someone just, like, literally attacked us and said, Marie_T_716, you need to change your name to 2 Judgy Mean Girls. Never. We tried. It was already taken. Sorry, Marie.
We're sad. This is sad. But I find it funny.
I find it so, like, sometimes, okay, now there are people, though, that sometimes start attacking others, and, like, that's not cool.
But we shut that down.
Yeah, we shut that shit down. Like, we're the only one allowed to troll. But, like, you guys, when you guys talk shit, though, about, I cry laughing. I cry.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to read my review now.
Okay, okay.
This is by Ocon Tamak. After recently becoming a Real Housewife myself, I realized that it's not as entertaining as Bravo has made it out to be. Thank goodness I have Mary and Courtney to keep my week entertaining. Their antics are as fun to hear about as the Bravo shows. Thank goodness my 3-month-year-old doesn't understand what they're saying quite yet.
Thank you. That was great. 5 stars.
Of course, 5 stars.
5 stars. Okay, mine is from Stephanie from the Bay. 5 stars, titled Hysterical from Start to Finish.
She must be a cheerleader.
Yep, I can read it. It's all in the title. Podcasts were foreign to me until I found 2 Judgy Girls. Imagine being on a road trip with 2 of your best friends, digesting the best and worst of this reality TV world. To be honest, I don't even watch these shows, but they have a way of creating a visual story that brings me in every week. You don't need to be a reality TV show junkie to be enthralled in their humor and their authentic take on the life we see in tabloids. These girls are every ounce real as your best friend sipping wine by your side. If you're not listening, you're missing out. 5 stars.
Love it.
Love it. Keep them
Thank
coming, you.
You
guys. Keep
5 stars only, though.
Coming. Yeah. Well, again, 5 stars only. Only through iTunes. You can leave it on SoundCloud. We're probably not going to see it. But we appreciate it. But definitely go to iTunes. Also, so Instagram today, like, rolled out this new poll feature. I'm loving it.
So we posted, read the statistics.
Yeah, so we posted 2 polls today. As of when we were recording this, we posted today, whose team are you on? Team Tamara or Team Vicky? Well, Vicky, unfortunately, the masses have said they're Team Tamara 65%, Team Vicky 35%.
Make that 36 because I'm Team Vicky.
Well, did you vote?
No.
Well, you should.
But that's just my vote right now.
Okay. So then Our second poll was who wins this Alamo? Is it Brandy or Cameron? And it's just, you guys.
It's a landslide.
86% voted Brandy. Nobody likes Cameron.
It's Cameron's last and final season.
She's just
like, and first season.
She's like, I don't understand why you guys would pick Brandy as your favorite when I'm here not liking black dildos.
I just wanted the dildo to be in pink.
I do not twerk.
I only drink one drink and then I'm tipsy.
Like, here, drink them all. Go home. Nobody likes you.
Pass out of the table. You're boring.
Boring.
Remember when Vicky used to, when she didn't want to listen to people talking at a dinner table, she would just, her and Dawn, they would fall asleep at the table when they were like, didn't like the conversation.
I miss Dawn. So anyways, we're going to be posting polls probably like daily because we love hearing what you guys have to say. And on that note too,
we have another fun thing.
Yeah. So you guys, like, now we feel like after all this time, we're into like what, week 37 now? 36, 37? Like, we've been doing this for,
this is my longest relationship I've ever had.
Seriously. Like, we've been doing this for a while now. So I feel like we have like a personal relationship with a lot of you guys. And so some of you have been DMing us asking for our horrible advice. I think it's because you know that we don't give good advice. But we,
well, yeah. Yeah. And we like, I just encourage you guys to direct message us. Like, tell us a little story about yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe a dating story. And, and, you know, we can give you advice and talk about it on air.
Yeah. I think it would
or
be,
if you're having like a real housewife problem, talk to us. Are you in a fight with your best friend and you have to be at the same parties together? Tell us a little bit about us. About it to us, and then we can give you some advice.
Okay, Mary, what's our Instagram handle at? At what?
At Two Judgy Girls. TwoJudgey.
So close. Keep going.
GIRLS. It's so hard to spell out loud. I did it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so DM us.
I had two glasses of champagne, you guys. She's a little slow.
It's been really tough for her to form words tonight, let's be honest. So yeah, DM us like anything that you guys want to talk about, and we'll pick some to talk about weekly.
Yeah.
I think it'll be
It's
really
more like bad dating advice. That's what I'm kind of going for with this.
Yeah, because obviously we're qualified. We're both single. We both have guys running away from us. Ghosting us. Not answering texts at all.
I hate this. Okay, this is like what I hate. I was started talking to this guy on Hinge, and I wasn't that interested, but then I Googled him, and he was like pretty successful, and I was like, I'll give him a shot.
Wow, and, thank you so much.
Yeah. I was like, you're a lawyer and have like a finance degree too, and you just opened your own business. Okay, I'm kind of down
Sign
now.
Sign me up.
Yeah. And so then he's like, oh, I hate to be so forward, but like, I don't go on these apps that much. Like, but I would love to take you for a drink. And I was like, oh, okay, great. Send him my number. Nothing. I'm like, oh, why do you do that?
Did you double check to make sure you sent the right phone number? I have sausage fingers. Sometimes when I need to press the 9, I end up pressing the 6. You're checking now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am going to check. But I have a feeling, because I will proofread.
Yeah. Well, as you should. I also think it's the right number.
It's like he's just not that into you.
he's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Well, but then I was like, he is turning 30 this week. I know that because I Googled him and it's his birthday on Friday, so I'm gonna give him that excuse.
Oh my god, abort.
I know,
abort.
Like, way too much already. Abort. It'd be like you go on that date and you're like, wait, do I know that yet or not? Well, I have to pretend.
You're like, wait, what? Your Aunt Sheila? What? How is she? Saw on your Facebook. He's like, what? Saw a Facebook. I've got to go. You'll pay for this? Never call me again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's just launch in. We are at the Balls Voyage party, and I just love, you know, seeing Deco getting ready. He has his Louboutin boat shoes. And Peggy said he was trying too hard.
I was like, okay, because I thought that they've been flaunting. He's like, oh, these – okay, I thought they were Saludos.
What are those?
They're like the They're like, you've seen them. They're like slip-on shoes. They have like a fun little print on them.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, they're, yeah. Those are like $60. And then she lifted for that red sole. And I was like, you've got to be shitting me. I thought those were a $60 shoe. And those are like $6,000.
Yeah.
I also am just like, this season sucks. But,
and then, wait, and then also, like, they had to take off their shoes. And I literally, I hate when you go to someone's house for a party and they're like, oh, you have to take off your shoes. You're like,
yeah,
it's part of my look. I didn't get a pedicure. Mm-hmm. I have a hole in my sock and I'm afraid I'm going to have smelly feet. Yeah. Can I please just keep my shoes on? I hate that.
I have a friend who you always have to take your shoes off. And I'm like, please don't make me. My toes, my feet are disgusting. I never wear matching socks.
Oh, really?
Ever. Well, it's like something my sister and I do, which is just, we've always just not. But like, people don't need to see that.
Right, right.
You know, and yeah, some of my shoes do smell.
Yeah. No, I mean, hello, they're called flats.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know what the trick is? You put baby powder in them.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Mary. I never knew that.
And
kidding. I knew that.
I wear Peds too.
Well, yeah, I wear the socks that I can wear, the no sock sock, I wear. But then you also can't walk around in those. It looks doofy. It's just like, let me into your house and let me wear my shoes.
Let people wear shoes to parties, you guys.
As Kim Kardashian, is that a crime? As Kim Kardashian once said, can I live? Amen. Clearly not on this boat.
No.
And then I was Doug's balls.
I was also confused because he was drinking. Can you drink before? Okay. Do you even get put under for this vasectomy?
I was very confused because when she went back into the room after he had gotten the vasectomy, he was just like sitting there chilling.
No, it was like, it's like a same day procedure just in there. Like clip, clip, done.
I know. But like, what do they do? Just like put some numbing cream down there. And when she was talking about cauterizing and she's like, they put gold chains or whatever she said. I was like, please never go into the medical field. Never. No. That was a time I actually wanted Carrie from Dallas to be there to be like, you fucking moron. Also, he gets to keep his balls.
Yeah.
What was the reasoning of bringing her back? She's literally contributed nothing.
I completely agree. And then I also thought it was really funny that Doug was like, so Jim, like, wait, you just had a baby and you've had this done? And Jim, like, with just not giving him the time of day, just like, yeah, like, whatever, man. It's fine. Like, Doug, you're fine.
Doug, you're gay.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Like, nobody cares. He's just, like, doing it because Megan's like, if you come, we get some extra money, and I won't talk about baby Aspen.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they started talking. Dika was like, well, don't you just pull out?
I was like, oh, this is, like, the real talk of when, you know, like, the wives are not around and they don't think the camera's on them. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, I laughed at that. And then David's just waiting for menopause. And I was like, is that the excuse he's using now? Like, he's stiffing another girl. He's stiffing the waitress, the quiet woman.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, okay. We definitely saw his Scott Peterson side tonight. Well, first of all, let's stay on the boat because David confronts Deco. He reminded me, he was like Megan King Edmonds' PI this tonight. And he was like, so your wife has cancer? And Deco's like, well, no. Yes, no. Well, they just keep on making it so confusing.
Okay,
it's like,
so I actually, when Deco explained it, I finally got it.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like,
yeah, they found a mass. They said it wasn't cancerous. Then they ended up removing it. And then within the mass, they did find the 3 millimeters of cancer, cancerous cells, right? So better safe than sorry, they decided to have the mastectomy because who knows? Like another mass could grow. That was like, oh, okay. I'm like, if you guys just told Shannon that, because now we have to do this whole fake cancer storyline again. It's like, nobody cares. The fact that you have to recycle a cancer storyline, I'm like, oh my God.
The season is awful and that boat party sucked. Literally nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Like, give me someone overboard.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Kelly is could be a modern day Goldie Hawn and overboard.
Oh God, I loved that movie.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't you just see Kelly like getting hit in the head, falling over? And then I could also see Kelly Kelly, my Goldie Hawn, like, couldn't you see her in First Wives Club? You don't own me.
Oh, I loved that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm not just one of your many toys. And don't tell me what to say. Okay.
So good.
There's a little bit too much singing.
Wait, I think they're making that into a TV show, I heard.
Oh, I'd be down.
Yep. Already DVR'd.
It's called Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce.
Oh, that show sucks.
I never saw it. I don't like, I like reality drama. Yeah,
don't give me scripted drama on Bravo. No. It's rude. No.
So then once again, we have Lydia praying in public, and literally the doctor's like giggling because he feels so uncomfortable. And then Lydia calls her mom and puts her head
in her hand, in her knees or legs or whatever. I was like, this is so weird. Lydia's like a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, definitely. But do you feel like literally, like, we have had so much build up to this vasectomy. I was like thinking she was gonna go in and he was gonna be like, I couldn't do it, babe. I want that fourth. Like, I thought that's what we were coming
well,
down
I
to.
Also
I was
thought,
like excited.
I also thought no. He just didn't get it and they did it for a storyline, so that's why he's just like sitting there chilling. He's like, hey, yeah, it was so fun. Like, we had a great time in here. Like, okay, let's go home. Like, I just
there's something fishy about this story to me.
Did we see what the snip gift was for Doug, or did she just talk about it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. There, no.
Like, this episode bored me so, like, honestly, the only, like, fun I have watching these episodes is watching how uncomfortable Shannon is. And it's fucked up, I know.
But you didn't enjoy watching the colonics?
Okay, have you ever had a colonic?
No. Well, came back from Europe in 2008 and like things were not normal inside my body. Mm-hmm. And I had to like go to the doctor.
The kitty cats.
No, it was like worse than the kitty cats. Like, okay. My body was not normal. Mm-hmm. And it was the most uncomfortable. Like, you have to do like enemas the night before. And
did you get any lost in your butt?
No, I didn't. And David Bedore did not go fishing it out.
Beady Bedore.
It was in the toilet bowl. But I these women must do this. Like, I feel like Kelly gets this done once a week.
Oh, for sure. And I heard you lose like 10 pounds from it.
Can we go together? Would you watch me?
I won't watch your poop, but I'd go with you.
I loved how Kelly was like, Vicky's so full of shit.
She's full of shit. And then she's like watching and she goes, oh no, oh no. And Vicky's like, for a whole life I've had a hard mass here. It's like, Vicky, enough.
And then she's like, but I had the flu. It's the B type. Look at my medical form.
Oh my God. She brought her paperwork. And I love Kelly like calling her out. Kelly's one of the cool girls now.
Yeah, I agree.
So she's like, who brings
she's
the
not
paperwork?
Hazed.
Yeah.
She's not
so
like first season hazing.
Yeah, so she like doesn't really, I feel like she doesn't really care about Vicky. Like, she'll stay friends with her because Vicky needs her, but she doesn't need Vicky anymore.
She's not bringing her over casseroles.
Oh no, that bitch is not getting a green bean casserole with the fried French onion strips, mm-hmm. You know, on top. Mm-hmm. Vicky mm-hmm. didn't get that. Mm-hmm. Vicky's getting seven-layer dip and it's being sent from like Ralph's.
Totally. But she's also going to die of a broken heart. I mean, Brooks, friendships, divorces, Tamara.
And also, remember when she said she had brain surgery? I still can't get over it.
Yeah, that was like not like a highlighted moment for me. I mean, I remember hearing it, but like,
I can't, like, I hope it's getting brought up at the reunion because I still can't move on.
Can't let that moment go.
I can't. I love that Victoria Gumbelson.
Victoria just wants to be loved.
Victoria's love tank. She doesn't. Is it full? Is it half empty?
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG. allomoves.com, code TJG. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I only think it's half full because she likes Steve for his guidance, but...
And his penis. Because yeah, he gives it to her.
He's just too soft, though.
His penis?
Pun intended.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe they could borrow sexual chocolate. A.K.A. yes, the black dildo.
The black dildo.
Right. Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. ADD again. Mm-hmm. Peggy being afraid of a snakeskin purse?
No, I didn't get that whole thing.
I think she was trying to be funny again.
Oh, okay. Didn't work. No, it was weird.
She's like,
the purse moment was weird.
Kelly, no, get that away from me. It bite me. She's like, it's a purse. It's a purse! She's like,
I just didn't get it.
Dico, no. In my country, no. It's like, you've literally lived here since you were one.
Right. Wait, and I also heard that, like, Dico's really mean to her in real life.
What?
Yeah, like, well, I read something. Did we
ever figure out if they got remarried?
Who knows about that, but
guys,
I like heard
know,
that he's like super mean in real life and like bosses her around and like say like fuck you in front of people.
Did you read the same story about like at the kid's birthday party and he was like, get the fuck out of the picture.
Yeah.
I want one with my son. What were we reading?
I don't know. We both saw that.
Good
Probably
for
some
us.
Like group.
Yeah. Good for us. Okay. Sorry. So...
Then anyway, it's Easter.
Okay, I thought it was really weird that they were...
Our eighth housewife of God.
Jesus was in the house and every house. I thought it was weird, though, that they were all... That people were taping on Easter Sunday. Like, that the camera crews were there.
Okay, Easter is, like, clearly, like, the most religious holiday in the calendar year.
Right.
But actually, I think more people, like... Easter's like kind of like you just have brunch. You go to mass and you have brunch.
Like
I feel
ham.
Like it's a more casual birthday.
You know, birthday. Well, I guess it's a rebirthday.
Yeah, sure.
Rebirthday.
I think a lot of people are away for Easter. Easter's, it's not like Christmas.
No, but I still think it's like kind of weird to, it's always on a Sunday. I just didn't think that they taped on Sundays. I don't know. I always just think, like,
they
only
no
tape...
rules like that.
Yeah, I was like, I always just think they tape, like, Monday through Friday. But I guess.
Well, I don't really know, to be honest.
Okay, so we finally got to meet a member of Shannon's family.
Right, Shannon's mom, who she only sees twice a year lives in Nashville.
Can you imagine only seeing your mom twice a year?
I thought that was super weird. I saw my mom on Sunday and Monday.
I call my mom at least 12 times a day.
Right.
At least.
No, I was home Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I see my mom at least twice a month.
Yeah.
And we do not live, we live an hour from each other. Like, twice a year?
Yeah.
Like, this is why Shannon is in a bad marriage, because she can't even get out. She has no exit.
She's kind of repeating her mom's story. Didn't we once go with Shannon to Nashville to visit her mom?
No, we went with Brandy to Memphis to visit her grandma who didn't
answer
the door.
No, I think we went to Nashville with Shannon and her family, but her mom wasn't on the show. Why do I think this? We got to Google that. I'll figure that out.
There was a TV show called Nashville.
No, that wasn't it.
Okay.
But I like what her mom said. Like, you got to get your hormones checked. It's like Shannon.
Which is, you know what? That's the same advice Kelly gave her at the Quiet Woman.
I'll tell you this, Shannon. I tried to do that this summer. It's not going to work. You got to do it the old-fashioned way. That's less eating and more exercising.
Yeah, it's like get back on that spin bike. Just click. Yeah. It's like, Archie, where's Archie?
I thought she was carrying groceries into the house.
I'm still just so confused on what Jim David's going to if they have one in the house. Is Jim, no, is it really Jim, J-I-M Edmonds?
No.
And he's sticking it in his butt?
I think he really just goes to the gym downstairs.
No, I don't
think it's so weird that he literally is doing the exact opposite of what she does.
Like, okay, this is so mean, but, like, he has to be disgusted with her.
No, he is, and she openly says that. Like, she's like, I know he doesn't like me, he's disgusted by me, and, like, but then it's, like, almost like I got kind of psychological with her, and yeah. I'm like, is she doing this to turn him away, because she just, like, doesn't want to do it anymore? Like, but would you really let yourself go that bad?
Okay, so can I tell you something that I read today? Mm-hmm. So, tell me if you knew this. I was unaware of this. But when the affair came out and it got really bad that David gave his wedding ring to their oldest daughter and said, give this to your mom, I'm done.
I do vaguely remember hearing about
you
this.
You do? I don't remember hearing that. And I was shook.
Mm-hmm.
I was shooken.
I think that was on the show. Like, no, she talked about that.
Oh, she did? I just remember being like, he got the kids involved. And that's what pissed me off, because I am like, I'm okay with BD Bedore, right? Like,
oh my God, he's Scott Peterson.
I know. Well, then tonight, like, then I read that story. And then with this episode, the thing is, though, is he can't win, right? He's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. Like,
right, right.
I thought the silver spoon joke, I thought it was like a joke, clearly, right? He like made
No. He was one of those jokes. He's like, well, Shannon, because you have that silver spoon in your mouth, that's why you shattered that gas pump. And then it didn't go over well, and he could tell by her reaction.
You could tell by her reaction in his eyes.
No, and then he goes, just kidding, dear. I was like, oh, that's like
sleep with one eye open.
Kids in my fucking class will do that. They like say something mean, and then they'll be like, oh, no, I was just kidding. It was a joke. It was a joke. I was like, that wasn't a joke. You're mean. You know?
Fucking troll.
Yeah.
No, but I could just tell. You could just like see. I was like, David, you better fucking sleep with one eye open, because Shannon is going to like get you with a pillow. You will not be breathing in the morning.
There's no way they're even sleeping in the same room.
Oh, not at all. But like, what I just don't understand is like, what are you doing? Why are you guys still together? It is not, you're not doing any favors for the kids. The kids are so over it.
Just kidding, dear.
He's like, hey. Oh, and then Shannon's mom's just sitting there. And yeah, and Shannon's dad cheated on the mom.
Yeah, no, she's like, and she living stay, her
and
mom's
they,
life.
And they stay and together
to college. It's the same thing.
Yeah, David, when that twin, that last twin, that last minute turns 18, he's like, later, bitch.
Yeah.
She better be saving her money. I don't know what Z Pizza is going to do for her. I don't think she's going to make that much money from her really healthy restaurant.
I agree. Because she'll eat all the food before the customers come.
I'm starving!
This bread! I only had a bite, and then I spit it out!
See? Here
David,
it is!
David, I'm not even adding it! I just have it in my mouth, and I'll spit it out! I'm sorry!
I'm just soaking it up in my mouth, just feeling the flavors!
Oh, my God.
We're going to hell.
I need to do that more, though. Like, just taste it and spit it out.
Like, I don't know if you remember. Actually, when Shannon was skinny, she used to, like, go up to the food and she'd just smell it and go, okay, that's good.
Oh, was it Shannon that did that?
Yes, because she was skinny Shannon at that point. Now she's fat Shannon with a tude.
I can't wait till she's skinny again. But, you know, I still think she's going to have the bad tude.
But that's fine. This is my theory, right? You can be a bitch, but you have to be a hot bitch. So, like, okay. If you're a bitch and you're fat, you get, like, no respect, right? Because you're just, people are like, she's angry because she's fat.
Right.
Right? But, like, if you're a bitch.
She's fat because she eats because she's fat. Right. No, and she's sad because she eats. She eats because she's sad.
Right. I'm
sad. And Rob Kardashian does that too.
Yeah, Rob for sure does that. But then when if you're hot and you're a bitch, like, it's more acceptable. People are like, okay. Like, no, she's just assertive. It's a whole theory I have.
No, no. They're like, she's just starving. That's why she's hangry.
Yeah, but, like, she looks great.
Yeah.
So it's more acceptable to be a hot bitch than a regular bitch, than a fat bitch.
Okay. But, yeah, that whole taco bar dinner was just awkward. And David lost those adoring eyes for Shannon about 6 months ago.
How about before the affair, and he's never recovered?
Never forget when they had never – I always go back to this. When they first started the show, they had never spent a night away from their children. And then the show comes, and she literally had to drink, like, all the Tito's and vodka before she could sleep with him again. It's like they basically only had sex three times in their marriage, and those are all the babies.
Yeah. For sure. But I always just remember, like, when after the affair, when Shannon had to pretend die. Yeah. She had to pretend die so David could, like, feel something. And he was like, still didn't feel anything. He was like,
I am Scott Peterson.
No, in his head, he's like, this would actually make things so much easier.
Oh, God.
What? You don't think so?
I don't want to go there.
Okay, so then we go over to Easter with Lydia's family, and they're like dying AIDS. And she's like, my mom smokes pot.
They just, okay, Lydia and Peggy from Armenia just do not fit.
No.
They're not cohesive with the show. They need to go. I'm just done with them. I'm
like, Peggy, it's like, and they go through phases, though.
I love how Tamara's like, I'm just so grateful for Lydia's friendship because she's like a sister in Christ.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's like, sisters in Christ, they have like a different relationship. I'm like, that's your opinion. Like, I can't with Tamara. She leads a, like, do as I say, not as I do. That is like her life. She's a hypocrite.
No.
She needs to go.
And they keep on leading up to this Vicky and Tamara sit down. We have been strung along for like three episodes to have coffee. I'm so
And over the it. Fact that we know that they're not friends now, it's like nobody cares. Like, take us to Iceland already. Let us see shit go down.
Yeah.
Like,
this season is like, they shouldn't have had a full season. It should have been like 12 episodes.
We're like at episode 12 right now, and I'm like, I'm bored. Also, though, good news.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy got a haircut. She's rocking a bob now.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, like, she looks good. She got off
this fried ends.
Yeah, if you want to go to her Instagram.
I'm getting keratin.
Oh, you are?
On Monday, and I'm so excited. I think it's going to change my life. Yeah. Do you think it's going to change my life?
Yeah. Like, probably in a bad way.
Oh, great.
I'm just kidding. Wait, here, I'm going to show you Peggy's haircut.
Oh, do you think Tamara's going to be, like, at the reunion? You copied me!
Yeah, like a Luann and Bethany. Like,
I don't need your go, peanut gallery.
She go, what does copy mean? Copy? You got to pee? What does copy mean? You had coffee, you have to pee-pee? Bathroom.
Wait, I also, like, got really weirded out that when they were making the cookies, they were putting the flour directly on the countertop with nothing underneath it. And I just kept on thinking about all the germs.
Well, they probably cleaned it before. I didn't think it was that weird.
No, you need to have, I would have had,
like a cutting board?
Or, like, a baking sheet or, like, that wax paper or something.
No, I've done it. I've done it many times on a counter.
You should have something. It's called cleaning. You should have something. No, there's germs on the counter.
There's germs everywhere.
I don't want to think about germs.
Okay. Just don't think how they're crawling on you. Remember Ocean's 12?
No.
Okay,
great. I only saw 11.
Oh, it's actually Ocean's 13 anyway, so it's cool. Anyways, okay. Moving on. So basically at the end of the episode, Steve, who is like the voice of reason.
God bless Steve.
Vicky, go call Tamara right now, and you guys meet. And so now next week they're going to meet. And I just, should this be the last season of the OC?
No. They need a revamp. We've talked about this, like, so much, I feel like.
I know, but I just, like, I keep thinking that there's going to be something, and there's not.
Just give me Gina, Vicky, Kelly, Shannon, throw in Heather McDonald, maybe.
No, stop throwing in Heather McDonald. She's so thirsty. She does not get to be on it.
What about Leah, the Miami housewife who's on Jeff Lewis's show?
But she lives in LA, though. Well, oh, wait. Do you know they're bringing back a Florida franchise? They're bringing back Miami, but it's not going to be in Miami. It might be in, like, West Palm Beach.
Oh.
South Beach. Something else in Florida. Maybe Orlando.
Is Lou going to make an appearance?
Oh, well, it depends if she's in West Palm or Palm Beach.
Right.
So that just depends. But,
Lou, can you please send me your Ross bedding? That'd be great.
Laying with the Countess. What is it called? Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
I'm actually in the, like, I'm looking for a new comforter. In the market. So, yeah, I'm in the market. Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
So, Lou, I'll our
contact
email.
Contact her people.
What's our email if people need to send us things to, like, contact
it? It's twojudgygirls@gmail.com.
How do you spell it?
TWOJUDGYGIRLS.
Ding, ding, ding. Good job, Mary. Great job.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Dallas, we got some sexual chocolate.
Okay. Brandy. Well, no, before we even start this, are you in on Dallas yet?
No.
What? Really? This episode was so good.
So this is what bothers me. I think Brandy and Stephanie are like mean girls and like taunting.
They're
and
us.
I also No, I don't. Well, then I'm Brandy.
I'll be Stephanie. I love Stephanie. And you know I'm all about Travis.
There's oh my god. He like looks like Shrek. Jonathan. No, he looks like Jonathan, like Kim Kardashian's friend, like that kind of face work.
He looks like Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Yeah.
No. No, Jonathan Chabon.
No. How dare you? I love him. Okay,
but anyways, there's just like something.
Do
like,
you think they're trying too hard?
Or, like, are they sleeping together? Are they lesbians? Maybe they're all swingers.
So, well, they are best friends and their husbands are best friends.
Right.
So
there's something creepy to me.
I mean, I like
the scene.
I just thought they were, like, best friends. I thought it was great. You've been in a hot tub. You love a good BBHJ. We've talked about this before on the pod.
We have.
But and I'm
we're not
sure,
going there.
Yeah, I'm sure those girls have given plenty of BBHJs. I like them together.
Probably they did it together with their husbands.
Yeah, and it's fine. And right. I think they're fun to have on a trip. Like I thought that Brandy.
Oh, that egg in the vagina thing.
Let's discuss.
How
that.
Would you get it in without cracking?
Well, here's my question. Is it an egg? Like, is it a soft-boiled egg?
Is it a plastic egg?
Is it a plastic egg? Is it hard-boiled? Is the shell off? Like, what kind of egg are we sticking up our vagina? I'm thinking a plastic egg.
Okay, that just makes a little bit more sense, a plastic egg.
Well, I thought it was a real one, too, at first. And I had to think
like
logistics.
The yolk would be everywhere. And then I was like, oh, my God, inside of you, you'd have, like, cracked egg.
Yeah, no,
it's really dangerous.
Yeah, I get it. But my favorite thing is that Brandy is
maybe,
like
no, maybe what? It's a hard boiled egg with the shell off.
With the shell off.
Yeah, that seems like more appropriate.
And it's just like a
you know what? Let's do a poll tomorrow. Do you think the egg
I'm gonna do it right now.
Or hard boiled egg.
Okay. I'm going to do this
that
right.
Went up their vaginas.
I'm going to do it right now. And then
Brandy
doesn't want
our judgment, you guys.
No, she doesn't want our judgment. But, you know, I like Brandy. I like Brandy. I like Stephanie. What did you think about the dildo?
Like, it was funny to a point, and then she just oversteps the boundary. She crosses the line, and you know,
I just thought
Cameron
I think
was
Cameron
so,
is so
disgusted.
I think Cameron is so annoying.
Yeah, I felt bad for the workers. They're probably like, oh my God, what is this black dildo? Like, and then like Lan's burying it, and Stephanie's calling her mom cooler, and she doesn't drink cuss, and she teaches Sunday school.
But Cameron does got to take the stick out of her ass.
Cameron is, like, not fun. Like, if she just said, like, oh, gross, like,
you know who whatever. She is, too? She's one of those girls that fake drinks. I fucking hate people like this. What? They're like, oh, like, let's take a shot. And then they have, like, a sip out of it. And they're like, mm. And then they're like, oh, you can have the rest of mine. And then they just end up getting you super wasted. And they don't drink at all. Do you have friends like that?
You.
I've never done that.
I'm just kidding.
I just hate people that fake drink. They're fake drinkers. She's a fake drinker.
I just, it's not even that. It's just like, you're just not fun. You're not fun. Like, and she's not my kind of fun either, Brandy.
Right. Have you ever had the worm in the tequila?
No, I haven't. Have you?
I know, but I was like, does it make you skinny? Because I'll do it. Anything for a quick fix.
What, you want, like, you think it's like a tapeworm?
Yeah. Can you get me one of those?
Oh, God. Wait, I'm
reading. But then it all basically comes back down to Cameron wasn't raised that way, and she isn't low class. And it kind of reminded me a little bit of Heather Dubrow. When Heather Dubrow used to get so mad at the girls, remember when they were at the sushi restaurant and they were all sitting down and Heather was like, done. I am done. I'm not filming with these ladies talking that way. And I think they might have said see you next Tuesday or something. And like, it just was like, over for her. But I saw a lot of Heather Dubrow in Cameron this episode. She was too classy for these girls.
I just felt like
she was fancy pants.
She wasn't even classy. She was like annoying.
She's lame.
Like, I just think, like, I just feel like I don't want anything to do with her. Like, I don't want, like, I don't want to know her story. I think she's super boring. I don't think, like, I think that the girls are having a fun time and, like, letting loose and enjoying. And she just was like, I can't. Like, I'm Dallas royalty and I'm high class. So, like, you're a trailer park. Like, I just felt like everything about her was so annoying.
Do you think that Rich's penis is small? Why do they think, why? I mean, like, that's like a
also,
weird thing.
Also, okay,
to...
that was a weird thing because Carrie was like, so, why? Carrie brought it up maybe 7 or 8 times. Like, when they were going
maybe
to get
that
foot
massage.
Maybe
she already knew the Roundup thing.
Oh.
But, like, she hasn't, like, talked about it on camera yet, but then she just wanted to, like, say that. Like, as a dig back.
I just think it's weird. I think it's weird. I don't know. I just, does Rich have a small wiener? Probably.
What did you think about Leanne telling Deandra about the engagement?
Okay, I thought there was more emotion in that than when Leanne actually got engaged.
I agree.
Yeah, but I thought, Deandra's, like, kind of a badass bitch. Like, I just feel like she's so real. She's legit happy for, like, she's not a jealous person. She's happy for her friends. She calls her friends out when they're being assholes. Like, the one person she needs to stand up to is just her mom.
Right. And she needs to stop wearing, like, too heavy of eyelashes. It's, like, making her eyelashes, her eyes go down. They're,
melting.
Like, droopy.
I told you, her face is melting. Yeah. Also, I think she's a yo-yoer. She has a lot of extra skin in her chin.
Oh. Go
ahead. But, you know, I just, that's something that I've just noticed. Go ahead.
Something I also noticed was, okay, so then they all sit down for the dinner and Cameron is saying that Brandy's inappropriate and she doesn't go to strip clubs and, like, they says, what mothers do that? And then they bring in the parenting bullshit and the zip codes. But what was going on? Like, Brandy had, like, all this black eye makeup. Like, her mascara had completely fallen down. It was, did she get a black eye all of a sudden?
I know. Where was Stephanie to be her friend and say, girl, you're on camera. It's humid out. You're wearing a lot of mascara. It's everywhere. Just let her have it.
And really, if you think about it, this fight was all about a black dildo. That's what it comes down to.
Well, it's just more along the lines of, like, when she's like, if this is a bachelorette party, I could do it. And then when Leanne's like, I'm engaged, like, it's a bachelorette party. And Cameron's like, ew. Where's my $1 million everything? Pink dog food.
Where is my first suitcase that I can't take commercially.
I just like hate her so much. I hate her so much. And like when Carrie was talking about it in the beginning and she was like, you know, like the way the Southern people work is like they say they're giving you a compliment, but it's really like a backhanded insult. When Carrie's like, mm-hmm. or she was like, wow, that bathing suit could fit my daughter. And then, and she's like, I work out hard for this body. I'm going to wear it. And her body is great. Right. When she was doing yoga on the beach and she was doing a handstand on her head, doing the butterfly with her legs. I was like, what the fuck? / I would love to be able to do that.
I know, right?
I just, and then when Cameron said, I don't go to strip clubs, I'm like, do not even try. Mary, you haven't watched the first season, but that was like something that they did once in season one. And I was like, don't even try. I bet this bitch probably pretends like she never saw the first season. You know those ones where you're like, did you watch the show? And they're like, no, I've never heard of it.
And the only person that didn't watch the show before they went on it was like Yolanda Hadid.
Yeah, and she's and like, oh, the lemons? Oh, Lyme disease.
And Shannon was like, I got these lemons from
Yolanda. There's 9 in a bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think I want you to be in on this show because it's so, this episode was so good. I mean, who gets a boob job? They get, her boobs get leveled. And then the next day she fucking flies out to Mexico because she wants her paycheck.
And she like also put a cover up powder in between.
And then when she goes, I woke up and my boob was bleeding because like a stitch popped. I was like, is that supposed to happen? Like, I think you need to go home. What are you doing?
No, because Carrie, she's an ER nurse that knows ER Spanish, and she can probably fix the stitches.
Like, I know how to speak Spanish where it matters.
Yeah. And then, then it got weird at the end. Mm-hmm. Because, so Carrie confronts Leanne about the strangling and threatening to kill her, mm-hmm. and Leanne's like, yeah, like, I said I would kill you. Yep, I sure did. And then it gets turned. Like, Leanne gets out of the fire. And Carrie, mm-hmm. Brandy is getting mad at Carrie for saying, like, you told me my doctor was going to kill me, basically.
And okay, then whose Carrie side are you like, on that? I think Carrie.
I don't think Brandy's gonna. I don't think Brandy's making that up. Like, why would you say that?
What? Right. I think I totally agree. I think Carrie is like shit. Because I think it's actually damaging to her to have these doctors think she's talking shit and have it be like televised.
Agreed.
So I.
But I think also Carrie is believing herself. She doesn't think she said that guy killed them. She's like, no, you gave me the list of people and I told you who was bad. Like, so she's like misinterpreting the situation of what she wants to believe. Do you know what I mean?
Rewriting history of like, no, like I said, like he's probably killed somebody on the table.
Right.
And I was joking.
Right.
No, I think Carrie should
just... Anytime a joke doesn't go over well, you guys just say, just kidding.
Dear.
Just kidding, dear. Just
kidding, dear.
Okay. Get the silver spoon out of your fucking mouth, Shannon.
Just kidding, dear. See, it was perfect. I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great. What did you think about the cave dinner? I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah, I would do it. But they were knocking back shots.
Mexico.
They were drinking harder than I can drink.
Do you want to go to Andale's with me for New Year's?
I could do that. And whoop it up.
Oh my god!
Could you imagine?
We'd feel alive down there.
We'd feel alive. Okay, I just want to tell you that I put up a poll.
Mhm.
And I'd like to, since we're ending,
because the egg thing.
Yeah, about the egg. So I said, what kind of egg was in Brandy and Stephanie's vagina? Is it soft boiled, hard boiled, or is it plastic?
Okay. What was the response?
I mean, right now we've got plastic is winning 62%.
Okay. How many votes are in?
There's enough. But 56%. Did I say 60? It's 56%. I want to leave this up just a little bit longer.
Right.
I might take it down a little bit after we've gotten, like, you know, a good skew. Because I don't know
if it's only been up for 8 minutes. So.
But I don't know if it necessarily needs to be up much longer than 8 minutes.
No, please keep it. This is giving me life. And I feel dumb to think that I thought it was just a regular raw egg.
Well, no, but people are agreeing with you.
And I'm like, oh my God, the shells would get inside of you. It's dangerous. You could cut your insides.
So how do we make sure that Andy asks this at a reunion? He has to, right?
we'll tweet him. You know how they ask, say where you're from? We'll be like, from two judgy girls from California. Was it plastic or hard boiled egg?
Well, it could, or soft. Maybe like there's like rounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty even right now of if it's hard or soft or plastic. My favorite is that.
Can't wait for the final result.
I also just want to say thank you guys for understanding who we are. Like, you would think that people would read this and be like, what the fuck is wrong with those girls? But instead, they're voting.
No, because you know what? It's like, we're just saying what you're thinking.
You are us and we are you. Mm-hmm. So again, here's what your homework is in the next week and the following weeks. One, review. That is number one.
Always. All across five the stars. Board.
If you've already done number one, you're then allowed to move on to number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is to continue commenting and liking the Instagrams and leaving comments because they're
please
hilarious.
Leave your funny comments.
Yeah, your comments are hilarious. We love all of them. We love the DMs too, which brings us to number three.
Yes.
DM us your questions that you might need advice for. Just like
a Bravo problem.
Yeah. Or like hilarious stories that like you think that maybe we need to read on air. Like we are open to all of that. And if you are DiffiWare, you need to email us because a poll might be, do we deserve to be influencers for DiffiWare?
I really would like to be.
Guys.
And flat tummy tea. And
yes. I would love to shit my pants while wearing cool sunglasses.
Yeah. And we're going to ask Lisa Rinna for Depends.
Yeah, I will wear Depends for literally, like, Lisa Rinna makes 7 figures. I would do it for 4 figures.
I would do it for $100.
I would do it for a round of drinks.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much here.
No.
All right, so as we leave, let's just say the final poll numbers as we're leaving.
The egg.
It's
the vagina egg.
It's pretty even. Next week, we'll start one while we start taping. We'll do a poll.
Okay, I like that idea.
And then at the end, we'll reveal the results.
It's like Watch What Happens Live.
Except it's not live.
And but you can listen in your car.
Most of you won't listen to this until tomorrow morning on Wednesday, which is hump day. So congratulations if you made it to that. I hope you all get some.
Good night. Okay, have a good week, guys. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.